This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha polls will be held tomorrow from 8 a.m. onwards. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies in different states will also be held tomorrow. All arrangements have been put in place for the counting. Akashvani News has made elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of the Lok Sabha poll results as well as assembly elections tomorrow. It is going to broadcast a 15-hour non-stop special bilingual program, namely Lok Nirnay 2024, from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening. A wide network of correspondents from Akashvani News will be giving live inputs from every nook and corner of the country. The program will also feature insightful discussions with experts and leaders of different political parties regarding the trends and results. The program will be broadcast on Akashvani Gold as well as other channels of Akashvani and its digital platforms. Regional news units of Akashvani are also going to mount special programs on the counting day. Doordarshan has also made special arrangements for the counting day tomorrow. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that DD News will start its special program from Vijay Chowk in the city from 6 a.m. onwards. BJP today said that the opposition Congress and INDIA bloc should be ready to gracefully accept their inevitable defeat in the Lok Sabha elections rather than demeaning the dignity of democracy. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, "On one hand, the country witnessed the world's largest systematic and successful elections conducted with new technology, and on the other hand, the people saw opposition falling to new lows." He alleges that their motive is to create unrest in society ahead of counting. Mr. Trivedi said, "Under PM Modi's leadership, BJP's motto has been development and trust based on development, and the opposition had only one motto, confusion and fear based on confusion." The Supreme Court today directed the centre to hold an emergency meeting of the Upper Yamuna River Board with the states of Delhi, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh to address water scarcity in the national capital amidst unrelenting summer heat and soaring demand. A vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan ordered the meeting to be held on the 5th of June. The bench scheduled the case for 6th of June and set the minutes of the meeting, and the suggested steps to be taken by the stakeholder states should also be placed on record. The court was hearing a petition moved by the Delhi government last week for a directive to Haryana to release surplus water provided by Himachal Pradesh through the Wazirabad barrage. India's coal production reached nearly 84 million tons last month, exhibiting a growth rate of over 10% compared to the corresponding period of the previous year, which stood at over 76 million tons. The Coal Ministry said that during this period, Coal India Limited achieved a coal production of over 64 million tons, marking a growth of over 7.46% compared to the same period last year when it was nearly 60 million tons. Additionally, coal production by captive and other entities in May 2024 stood at 13.78 million tons, reflecting a growth of 32.76% from the previous year, which was 10.38 million tons. In Syria, 12 pro-Iranian militia were killed in an Israeli airstrike in the northern province of Aleppo in the early hours today. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said the militias, consisting of Syrian and non-Syrian nationals, have a significant presence in the area surrounding the city of Aleppo. In the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa defeated Sri Lanka by 6 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. South Africa overhauled the target of 78 runs, scoring 80 for 4 in 16.2 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first, Sri Lanka were bundled out for a paltry 77 runs in 19.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.